Most people in Zimbabwe live in rural areas. They are dependent on the maize crop for subsistence. So the World Food Program says the start of the annual harvest season in Zimbabwe always puts more food on the table. In another bit of good news, WFP says more food is now available in shops in urban areas for people who are able to buy these products with foreign currency. However, it says people who do not have dollars or other foreign money will continue to struggle to buy food. It says they also will find it difficult to have access to basic services such as health, education, water, and electricity. WFP's public information officer for Southern Africa, Richard Lee, says this causes concern. But in a telephone interview from Johannesburg, Lee tells VOA, "This is a good time of year for people who normally go hungry because more food is available in both the fields and in the shops."
However, we are likely to have a poor harvest this year. We still don't know exactly how poor it will be, but it is likely to be poor. And that means that people will start running short of food, particularly in the worst-hit rural areas, in the months to come. And we will, unfortunately, need another large-scale humanitarian operation in Zimbabwe as we go through 2009 and into early 2010.
WFP's large-scale feeding program ran until the end of March. The UN agency fed around 5 million people throughout the country. Lee says January, February, and March are typically the leanest months of the year. He says WFP scales up its food distributions at this time of year to meet the increased needs and closes down most of its operations during the bountiful harvest period.
We haven't ceased all food assistance operations in Zimbabwe. We're still aiming to reach around 600,000 people across the country through our social safety net programs. And those beneficiaries are the most vulnerable, chronically vulnerable people affected by HIV/AIDS. They're orphans. They're very vulnerable children in school. So we are still distributing food. It's just that we're not distributing to as many people as we were back in March.
Lee says WFP's food assistance program was greatly needed during the height of Zimbabwe's cholera epidemic. He notes malnourished people are most at risk of getting sick. The United Nations reports more than 4,000 people have died from cholera, and the total number of cholera cases has risen to more than 95,000. Lee says the worst of the cholera epidemic is thankfully over. He says WFP provided small amounts of food assistance to cholera centers in March, but none so far in April, because most treatment centers are closing down. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.